from KQED.
Kelly Sorensen likes his job. He works with endangered California condors as a biologist with the Ventana Wildlife Society. But if you really ask him, he'll admit he wishes he didn't have to do it anymore.
There's plenty of other species to be focusing on. But instead, we're entrenched in this very intensive effort to save the species.
Sorensen and I are on the Big Sur Coast, one of the few remaining places you can see condors in the wild. We're on the edge of Highway 1, staring down at a rotting whale carcass that washed up on the beach. Not a pretty sight, unless you're a condor.
Oh yeah, from a condor point of view, this is smorgasbord. This is dinner for months.
After a while, two condors come soaring out of the trees nearby.
This might be a breeding pair. They're both adults. I can tell from here they have a bright red head.
Condors look a lot like turkey vultures, except for their 9-foot wingspan. Sorensen is scanning those wings with binoculars, looking for numbers.
Oh, I can almost make it out, and it looks like it might be 51.
It's tough to find a condor without a numbered tag, because most of them were born in captivity. Centuries ago, condors ranged from Canada to Texas. But by 1982, with pressure from hunting and habitat loss, there were only 22 left. So scientists took them out of the wild in a last-ditch effort to save the species.
Fortunately, they bred very well in captivity, and we started reintroducing condors to Big Sur in 1997.
But it's been a slow recovery. Nationwide, there are about 400 condors, including the ones in zoos. Here on the Central Coast, just 70 live in the wild. Which is why Sorensen is having trouble shaking what happened the day before we met up. His team found one of those condors dead, a male that Sorensen had been tracking for 10 years.
And that's what makes it especially hard when one of those birds dies. But if it's what it usually is, which is lead poisoning, it makes it even harder to deal with.
I want to show you this one because this is from Condor 303.
In a lab on the University of California Santa Cruz campus, toxicologist Myra Finkelstein holds up a vial with a small piece of metal that looks like a broken off pencil point.
This is enough lead to poison and potentially kill a condor.
It's a lead bullet fragment that was found in the stomach of a dead condor.
So if any animal is shot with lead ammunition and the carcass is left there for a condor to potentially feed on, they'll come down to eat it and they inadvertently will also ingest these fragments.
Finkelstein's lab has done lead testing on hundreds of condor blood samples and feathers, and she says most of the lead in the birds matches up with the chemical profile of lead bullets.
The problem is really epidemic. I mean, these California condors are exposed to chronic harmful levels of lead.
In response, the state banned the use of lead bullets in hunting 6 years ago, only in condor territory. But condors are still showing high levels of lead, which can shut down their digestive system.
It only takes one meal, so that's why the problem is so severe.
Now, the California legislature is considering banning lead bullets statewide for hunting. Lead could still be used at shooting ranges, but for hunting, the bill would create the first statewide ban in the country.
We don't know exactly what the source of the soluble lead is. There are multiple sources of soluble lead in the environment.
Chuck Michel is an attorney for the National Rifle Association. The NRA and other gun groups have targeted the scientific research. They say the lead could be coming from paint or garbage dumps, not from lead bullets. Hunters could use copper ammo instead, but it's about twice as expensive. A $25 box of lead bullets costs around $50 in copper.
It prices a lot of people out of the market. If it's mandatory, there's really going to be a lot less people that can afford to go hunting.
Michelle says that's why they see the bill as a threat.
This is a way to bring a cultural attack on hunting and sportsmen and women.
We heard all of the same arguments in the late 80s and early 90s.
That's when lead shot was banned in duck and goose hunting nationwide. And Jennifer Fearing of the Humane Society of the United States says it's a ban that's still in place today.
It actually restrains very little about activities with guns. It just requires that a bullet be made of one metal rather than another.
Fearing says because it's so toxic, lead was phased out of paint and gasoline decades ago. While this bill wouldn't prohibit the sale of lead bullets, she says it would still be effective and could help other wildlife like eagles and hawks.
It's just going to take some time, quite frankly, for ranchers and others to switch the ammunition that they use on their properties. And just for the culture within the hunting community to move to a place where they accept their responsibility.
The lead ammunition bill has already passed the California Assembly and is now being considered by the state Senate, where its chances look good. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the National Science Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.